on, Steve, for that trouble with the metronome. No, the metronome's off. Red's on. We're on. Steve, good evening.
Good evening. We are off and running.
We are up and running, Steve, back on a Wednesday. Harry, coming back. Bit of news, Harry. Steve. Harry was actually not in Malaga at all, after all. He was in Milan, I found out, on Monday. Because he messaged the group. It was a Monday Night Football group. And interestingly, Klaus makes an early appearance. Klaus, what the fuck? You said he was in Malaga, Bruce.
And I said to Klaus,
Klaus, are you viewing this podcast as some kind of source of factual information? And he said, oh yeah, fuck it. So that's where Harry, and he's not going to make it because he lands. Camden will be Camden again. Landing at 6:20 tonight. So we'll see him, because we know he'll be here next week, Steve, because Harry's nothing if not 100% reliable.
We are the poster children of consistency.
Consistency, reliability. But those are our watchwords. So, yeah, good to see you. Steve, good week?
Yeah, it's all merging into one. There's so much football.
There's a lot going on. We've been action-packed, haven't we, Steve? What did you get? Well, I should say, hopefully got Jack arriving in a few minutes. But, you know, time is money, Steve, so we can't, can't hang around. But he will arrive, hopefully, and then we'll get Jack's version of things. You'll like him, Steve. He's a goon, too, so you two can have a look.
You can never have enough goons.
Have a little goon off.
Although
the
I feel I may have said in recent weeks that I'm not actually always enamoured by other Arsenal fans.
I've got, don't let me forget this, because it works later if we've got time. But I've just realised, I think there's an actual, you know how people say you don't choose your team, it chooses you? Or you end up looking like your pet dog. I've got a theory that you can almost, you know, your personality decide what team you support. And remind me later, and I'll go through it in detail. But let's not go there yet.
When you do, if I haven't told you already, my devotion to Arsenal started out of spite.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is basically the motivation of goons. If it's not spite, it's misery and grumbling. But we don't be going there too soon, because we need Jack, not least Jack and his dad, who won't be here, but will feature quite heavily in it. So, yeah, good. Good weekend. Did you? Because I was listening back to last week. Did you end up lost on the wrong side of the Hackney Marshes?
I got to the right side after Hackney Marshes is one of those passages of Rhine where you can never quite predict how easy it's going to be to get there.
The right side.
So the train service was doing like a part service, so I had to come all the way down to Camden.
Oh, you couldn't go on the North London.
Couldn't go on the North, so I had to come down to Camden, tackle the 253, and then do it the long way around. Loads of changes.
It's a nightmare.
By loads of changes, I might mean one. But
now, Steve, I've got a Vespa. I might have mentioned that before. So I get everywhere when I'm not going out of an evening on a Vespa, and then if I'm not doing that, if I'm going out, I'll get a line bike. You don't participate in the modern revolution that is electric hire bicycles?
As much as I like to grumble, I kind of like sitting on.
That's why you do it.
Public transport.
Because you like complaining about how long it takes.
You can just write, make phone calls.
Complain about how long it is. Complain about engineering works.
Now I should probably say actually the trip was rewarding in every sense of the word.
Oh my goodness, really? You got lucky in Hackney Marshes.
You confused me for Harry. Harry is the one that could have. But I got there and there was a local team called AFC Camden who were trailing 2-0.
Against? Not those Islington wankers.
Against a team that I think might be from East London called River Plate FC.
Oh, I have heard of them. Quite a nice name. But.
So they were trailing 2-0. River Plate had won the second division without losing a game. 2-0 up.
Sounds
familiar. And AFC Camden won 5-2.
Wow! Not quite the same as Thursday night, but let's not go there too soon. No, brilliant! Was that a final?
It was a cup final. It was the Camden Sunday League Junior Cup final. And if I was to say that the wind played a part, the nice roundabout way of saying that is all seven goals went in at the same end of the pitch.
Was that Stockholm? Was that Kathleen?
So yeah, all goals went in, and I was chatting to the manager afterwards, and as he rightfully pointed out, you still have to score the goals.
You do still have to score the goals.
So they still scored the goals. They were 1-5-2. first trophy in the Camden Sunday League. A newish team, 4 years or something.
Nice. Well done, AFC Camden.
But also what's quite good is that the dad, hopefully hasn't suddenly started listening to this. No. I think he was apparently in his 60s, player manager. Both his sons were playing. He benched one of his sons.
So during the game?
It didn't start him. Yes.
Didn't start
started him.
Him
on the bench.
But brought him on.
Brought him on.
Impact son. Well, that's all right. So it's hoiking him off for a bit.
You know, it was the classic grassroots Sunday league, loads of fun little quirky.
Well, see, sadly, Steve, in my book, that means then the parents started punching each other on the sidelines. Sort of cynical.
These were seniors, so they
These were grown up kids.
These were grown up kids.
So they started punching each other.
They were grown up.
They were grown ups. Oh, superb. Yeah. Oh, well done. Oh, right, that's great. Yeah, Jack.
I had a little bit of everything.
That's good timing.
Jack, how are you?
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you.
Cheers for coming along.
Yeah, no.
Steve, have you met each other?
Briefly.
Yeah, when I was going to the cinema.
You may be shocked, yes. But not all gooners know each other.
Yeah, I think they do. We're all simply miserable. We're on, Jack. So that's the level of professionalism we operate on.
We go straight in.
Jack, I should say, does actual proper podcasts.
No.
Two left feet. Well, you said on Sunday we're going to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And what did you say? It takes a couple of hours. And I said,
I still haven't edited it.
Well, that's it. I said, because it's 45 minutes. And then he said that word, edit it. Steve, we don't.
I cannot believe it.
I have no idea what that is. You probably haven't listened to it. If you ever listened to this podcast,
no, I have.
No editing.
No, but that's what makes it. That's the niche. That's what makes it.
Now
we're far too used to freeballing it here.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Well, it's mostly. Well, there's two reasons, isn't there? Editing would take a level of skill that we don't possess.
And dedication.
And a level of dedication. We're busy people, Steve. That's the other thing. We're busy people. So grab a seat. Do you want to... Shall I get you a drink?
I think you grabbed me one on Monday, so... Don't worry, I probably owe you one, if anything.
You sure?
Yeah. I can put one on the tap for you as well. You guys okay?
Yeah, fine.
Don't worry about that. All right.
I don't usually buy pints, I'm just saying.
No. We're all drinking orange juice, Jack.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to Jack in a moment. So they want them, that's great. And so it's quite a sweet story, isn't it?
You know, it's just nice to, we all devote ourselves to these big money clubs, but then you go along, you watch the grassroots, and it's just a reminder.
As much drama. If I walk past the park and they're playing, obviously as we spoke about earlier, never on the Hampstead Heath, because they don't have a bloody football pitch, but I will stop and watch a game quite happily on Regent's Park or any park. Until Gemma says something rude, makes me move along. But you're right. I love it. I love watching it. And it's quite funny because you immediately, right or wrong, you impose characters on the players, don't you? You see the one that sort of flash, but is never, ever, ever going to pass the football. And then there's the others that are, properly thinking.
Well, AFC Camden had an injured player who apparently was quite excited because he had ordered smoke flares off of Amazon on the hope that should they win, he would let them off.
Right.
And they didn't turn up into it.
Oh, no!
So he was already on his
what
way.
What kind of do they play in, Camden?
You've caught me off the cuff there. Sunday was so long ago. Green. And actually, apparently their club badge is inspired by Camden Town Underground Station.
What, just vomit and needles?
I should probably rephrase the actual logo of Camden as opposed to what you get outside at any given...
So not the station, the logo of Camden Underground.
Yeah, the station is technically just a queue, isn't it?
Funnily enough, Palava, Harry's band, I think Lucas was it, I can't believe Harry was organised to sort this out, they had a poster and the poster's got the Camden insignia, the sort of...
I have seen
that shit, which is not quite clever, I thought.
I'll be the drink service, I forgot, I didn't even ask.
No, don't worry, we're fine. If you sit there...
Yeah?
We've established as well, we take the sound quality very seriously as well. That's good. So, we're just actually talking about that, Steve was just talking about AFC Camden winning the first cup on Hackney Marshes. Jack, apart from being a professional podcaster... What was that? Gospel Oak?
Gospel Oak FC.
FC. I've got one of the original shirts. And that, we're talking about the logos on shirts.
Yeah.
That logo was, funny enough, an oak leaf
Actually, I don't want to say this because I'll get it wrong.
What is that logo again?
It was an oak leaf, and then the crest was a acorn shape.
Acorn. Bit of green in there.
Yeah, it's very green.
You see how we've managed to...
Jack will be droning on about Ireland at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's a given. Yeah.
We've managed to carry
if there's
our...
a drinking game about words said, you're screwed.
We've managed to carry on our kick conversations without any effort.
No. Yes, because we were talking last week. No, not last week. When Nathan was on 2 weeks ago, we were talking about his dad Omar's, you know, cutting any logos off his shirts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically mental.
But yeah, there's actually an episode of Ted Lasso where they do that about standing up to an oil company. I just thought of Omar the whole time.
Exactly. Well, Jason bought him a shirt. I can't remember who it was for.
He's a visionary.
And he's not buying it anymore because he's not buying him anymore because he, on Christmas Day or something, cut it all out there and then find that Nathan spent hard-earned cash on it.
I think the real thing is he just loves origami.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's the real story from this. Yeah. Greek origami.
Basically, what he's trying to do is just give us all a little tempting tease of his nipples. His sexy little...
Yeah, Shakira, Shakira. Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
You lose sight of his hips that way.
Yeah. They don't lie.
Yeah.
I can't believe we haven't secured a sponsorship deal with Rio's yet. The speed of which we can get to nipples.
I could have to listen back, but I'm pretty sure that if... they listen to this. I'm not sure we're promoting yours in the way that image they want to be though.
Yeah.
I don't know, they'll get the rich back to adjudicate on that.
No, we just love Brazil.
Yep. Now, where were we? Your weekend, anything else apart from...
It was all football field.
Football?
Yeah, managed to get down to Brighton.
Did you? We went down there?
The kick-off.
Oh, well done. That was easy peasy lemon squeezy, wasn't it?
I can't remember the last time... Even at 0-0, I just felt... Okay, this is okay. We'll get the goal. We probably won't concede. I've said before, I've got a friend who he refuses to smoke during Arsenal games. And even he started lighting up quite early.
Where did you, Jack, I should say, big goon?
Yeah.
All your life, Jack?
You know what you're doing.
I didn't actually know that, but we are going there. But go on.
A gooner, as far as I had memory.
Yes.
And my, I'm glad to say that it was just before five. I became an Arsenal fan, so my brain hadn't fully developed. So,
well, exactly.
Then.
That's definitely young enough.
Yeah.
Definitely acceptable. I mean, that's a lot younger than Harry Kane.
Yeah.
But, and I asked Nathan this, why he supported Man United when his dad supported Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I said father issues. He just did laugh. Why do you support Arsenal? Because who does your dad support? I'm not sure.
here we go. If the Monday Night Boys are listening,
they're the only ones who do listen to.
Yeah, I'll clarify it. I'll clarify it very much so. And there'll be a few little fact checks on the Lawlers.
Yes,
that people can get behind. So first thing I'll say is on my dad's mum's side, so my grandmother's side, they were massive Arsenal fans. He's never going to admit that. My dad's grandparents got engaged at Highbury.
Really?
So there you have it.
Wait, hang on, your dad's
My dad's grandparents.
Your dad's grandparents?
On the maternal side.
On the maternal side, got it, I've got it. At Highbury, so he's basically the turncoat.
Yeah, this is true. Because the other side are just... Irish immigrants that came over and thought, yeah, they've got a few Irish players, we'll support them. Oh, there you go, drink everyone listening, so I mentioned Ireland.
So they all support Arsenal too?
No, I mean, my nan was never really a big...
No.
To be honest, my dad's parents weren't really massive football fans.
No.
I mean, my granddad followed Spurs and that was definitely their team.
Right.
But they were mainly rugby, so my dad was a rugby player.
I'm saying this, I should clarify, because we all know this, but I should be clear. John, your dad, who also occasionally, I'd like to say, plays football on Monday night, but what he actually does on Monday night is causes chaos, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Causes chaos on the football pitch, drags us into a kind of Chelsea Leeds FA Cup replay of 71 or wherever it was, where the everyone should have been sent off within about 10 minutes. But, so he supports massive Spud.
But you've led me into a really good point now. My dad was a turncoat as well.
Yeah,
he supported another team till he was 11.
What? Who?
The Shite in White. Leeds, Leeds, Leeds.
Dirty, dirty Leeds. That's appropriate for John because he's so dirty. But see, I can actually, because I came to, see, I can sort of forgive him that, because when I came down from Scotland, the whole Leeds team was Scotland internationals.
Yeah.
So I was just sort of
Billy Bremner,
Billy Bremner, yeah. Peter Lorimer.
Yeah.
Those. Anyway, that was quite entertaining. Yeah, so he, 11.
He was a Leeds fan, but when I was a little boy, so there's loads of reasons, really. First of all, I was born in Archway. I mean, I'm born in Islington.
Local club.
Our first flat overlooked the Emirates being constructed, Cheverton Road in Archway. So when I was born as a little one, before we moved to Gospel Oak, we literally were overlooking the construction. There's loads of reasons. I was five.
I forget how young you are. I said, you kind of mean that as a kid, but then of course...
Yeah.
How long ago was it? It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Getting built. When I was five.
Like yesterday to old people like me.
I still have the poster in my room. It was like bonjour and au revoir. There was like a bat.
Before and after.
From the bat, and it was when Arsenal were getting a whole French kind of tagline. But, there's so many reasons.
Let's not forget the first one, or the most important one, because I was talked about this before you came. I reckon the club chooses you in your personality type.
Mm.
And basically, Tottenham, to be a Tottenham supporter, you've got to be the most miserable, angry person. I mean, all the Tottenham supporters I know, yours, Jem, doesn't really add up. I don't know why he supports Tottenham, because he's quite happy-go-lucky. Chelsea, carefree, loving, inclusive. Never any trouble to anyone, always happy.
Yeah.
So that's why I support them. Arsenal, little bit
stylish.
A little bit entitled.
Confident.
A bit grumpy. But not confident. Always quite bizarrely negative. But I think on reflection, if I think back to the Arsenal of the 90s and noughties, I do vividly remember coming back from West Ham, night game. I don't even know if we'd been relegated, we definitely either drawn or lost, and definitely almost got murdered leaving the ground. This is old Upton Park. And I got on the, and then of course a load of goons got on the train. They hadn't played some shitty midweek game in the league. They'd been in the Champions League. These two young lads rolled a joint and were giggling all the way home. And I thought, they're enjoying their football more, those Arsenal supporters, than we are in the 90s at Chelsea. So I think Arsenal supporters at the moment are quite miserable.
I think
we'll become very happy if things continue on the ascent.
I actually think spite and bullying determine who you're going to end up supporting.
Is that what you support Arsenal?
I grew up in Tufnell Park, so I should have supported Arsenal anyway. But for some reason, I have glory hunting family. Both my uncle and a cousin supported Liverpool.
Disgraceful.
So in the eve of 89, going up towards that Anfield showdown.
Yeah, brilliant.
I just wanted to support whoever was
and your local team to both of your defences.
At that age, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking, who's going to piss off my family
Liverpool.
Members?
Good.
Well, that's
and it transpires it was good my call. Local team.
And the right call, as John Lydon once famously said in Public Image, anger is an energy.
Imagine if I'd gone the other way.
I know.
I always have.
Because they are nightmares entirely
about.
Unacceptable. On Sunday, you'd like this. Came here to hopefully watch Liverpool lose against Man United because I was on a roll. I'll go back to the whole of my weekend in a minute. But at the bar, Chris is at the bar, Monday night Chris, Hull supporting Guna. And he said, this bloke supports Arsenal as well, Bruce. And he introduces me to him. He supports Chelsea. And I was going, oh, thanks. Of course, he was just not happy, this miserable old goon. But then I said, but to be honest, I want you to beat Liverpool to the league. And so he was all chuffed then. And he said, but then I hate it all. And he looked at me meaningfully, shook my hand and said, everybody hates Liverpool. It was quite nice.
A moment of bonding love in the Gypsy.
Going to the early 90s in secondary school, we only had one Chelsea fan in our entire year. And
probably a nutter.
And bullied quite a lot.
Was he?
For his Chelsea pencil case.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone asking what, you know.
Good lad, though, but didn't care because he was individual. A man of, he knew his mind and wasn't being swayed by Liverpool, even then Arsenal.
He obviously knew that pencil case was one day going to be worth billions of Russian rupees. Yeah.
Sold that to Roman.
I had invested in Bitcoin as well.
Yeah, early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then dumped it all in
on a tip
somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, so that's good story. We'll come back to your dad again, probably later. No, not least for his performance on Monday.
He's got
some publicity.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing weekends. So how was your weekend?
In regards...
Just anything. What did you do socially? Did you go out much? Did you get yourself into any trouble?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, good. I was obviously pissed because I can't remember.
I love the look of horror. Harry's the best one. He doesn't even try and remember.
Yeah. What day was it? What was I doing?
Work back.
Oh, I went for a walk. Yeah, I'm crazy life. Crazy life. Yeah, just absolutely nuts.
Where did you go? Where did you go?
I've been trying to get my steps in recently because I haven't been playing much football, so I just thought I'd go for walks. And I'm just editing 24/7 to be honest at home, and I just stare at a screen. So I was just like, I'll go for a walk, and I went to meet my old bar manager in Kilburn. I texted him.
You walked to Kilburn?
Yeah. I was like, get my steps in. And then from Gospel Oak. And I texted him. I said, are you working? He went, yeah, working from 2 p.m. So I walked all the way down to Kilburn.
Nice.
I arrived, but it turns out he'd left 2 months ago. So I just walked in. It was a completely new staff. So I was like, I've just walked to Kilburn for nothing.
Well, hang on. He said he was working at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but our communication clearly wasn't very good. So he forgot. Oh, I'm not there anymore. I just went, you at the pub? He said, yeah, from 2 p.m. And then I went, all right. Yeah,
where was he working?
He's in Hampstead. He's down the road. He's in a horseshoe.
You are joking.
No. So I'd done that. So
for our international league.
Yeah,
That is literally half a mile away.
Yeah, that was a howler. So I was very sweaty on Saturday. Sorry, if Rich is listening, don't get any thoughts.
Yeah,
and then on Sunday,
I saw you on Sunday. What did you do before you came in here after the game?
What was I doing in here on Sunday?
You were coming here. Your mate.
Yeah, I was with my mates watching the games. Yeah. It was pretty much just pub really.
Pub.
Yeah, and then tried not to get too drunk because I then went and recorded the podcast.
That's it. That's what you were saying.
Very impressive.
It's like there's almost too much football to.
Right?
There is now. Nobody ever asked me, Jack. So I asked myself, Bruce, what do you get up to this weekend?
What do you get up to this weekend?
No, it's all right.
I just got a delay. That's why I didn't ask you.
So, first of all, my weekend started on Thursday night, which, as you said, Steve, was like really this week. Off I went to the bridge. Slightly, I wouldn't say I was comfortable or confident going to the bridge. All of a sudden, we're 2-0 up out there with peers. Refused entry to one pub as I said to him, are you accusing me of being a manker? It was a really officious doorman at another pub because our pub shut down.
I forget that they keep
again.
Doing this all the time now.
Unbelievable.
If you don't support the local team, you're not allowed in.
Well, yeah, but I said, what way do I look like a manker? And then in the back of my head, remember the song we do chant quite regularly against Man United, which is, you only live around the corner. Second one, move on. But
must
anyway,
have been your London accent.
Piers and I.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they thought. Yeah.
Piers and I went there. Were two, and my nephew Cameron and his boss, that's the Four Season Tickets, were in there. Were two up in 20 minutes, coasting, and then just gift Man United 2 goals. It's 2-2 at half time, and then of course they get a third goal. It's 3-2, and we get 8 minutes injury time, and people are leaving. And to be fair,
nobody was thinking, why are they leaving?
And we get a penalty, quite a soft penalty. Cole Palmer, superbly, which I can't tell this story because it's his celebration. I don't know if you saw his goal celebration.
He was very cold.
We know he does his shiver, always. Yeah. He also, because the first goal, he did score in the first half as well, I think, a hat trick actually. He does this thing where he just does his hands talking in his ear.
Talking in his ear.
And he's just doing that because he runs past the Man United sports, so we're obviously giving him a hard time for being ex-City, I presume.
He was a Man United fan as a kid.
Oh, was he?
There's a picture of him in the Man United kit. He also he really wanted to be a ventriloquist as well.
Yeah, that was the hand movement was very calm. Yeah.
And he does it in such a laconic way. Very good. But anyway, back to the game. So we're sitting there thinking, I can't believe it. Two goal lead, given up. Penalty. Cole obviously equalises because he doesn't miss penalties. And then, a minute left, it's now the 11th minute of injury time, deflected shot, we win 4-3. And even when we were good, you don't get games like that very often that you're at.
Yeah.
And even though Man United and Chelsea are both shite, it is still Man United, Chelsea.
Yeah.
So the place went nuts with excitement.
I can't actually remember the last time I could watch Chelsea United and not just not care who won, but just watch it as a spectacle.
Yeah, just like entertainment. Yeah. I mean, it was basically
good, it's just because you're both so shit, it doesn't, yeah. just doesn't matter. So,
exactly. You're not worried. You don't really care. You literally don't care who wins. But also, the defending. I mean, the defending was Comedy Central. I mean, on a few occasions I thought, I think I might have defended that slightly better. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Bruce Osaka.
Bruce Osaka, exactly. But I then, so that's Thursday, so I've gone early. We get overexcited. May have ended up in the good mixer at 1 o'clock with old drunk men.
That's a recipe for disaster, yeah.
Got home, and then Friday, went to the theatre, the Mirror, quite good actually, if you fancy a bit of theatre, a Mirror down in Trafalgar Theatre on Whitehall. Very good. Very good, kind of fairly, you know, near future, states taking over media. If you're told what to believe, you're not allowed to see anything that doesn't concur with the state. Nathan would have loved it, actually, with my own history. But it was really good. So I really enjoyed that bit of culture. Then, off to see Underworld, turns out, not called The Underworld, called Underworld Ali Pali, Naughty Buff and Naughty Piers and Naughty Helly. All turned up, as did Naughty Mandy. Danced so much, gave myself a blister at Ali Pali. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, do you like Underworld? Is that, I mean, it's before your time, but you might like them.
What band?
Yeah, electronic, you know, dance. Did you know Trainspotting?
Yeah, I've never watched Trainspotting.
You've never watched Trainspotting? You've watched Trainspotting.
Yeah, it's kind of had to. Yeah, when you're a certain age,
you had to watch that. Yeah. But it's Born Slippy's their famous track on that one. You'd recognise a couple of their tracks if you heard it. They're proper, but this, you know, 8,000, and it was a big, wide age group. I wasn't even the oldest person there, Steve. It was great, but we were high as kites, having a great time, absolutely hugging absolute strangers and people we knew. Very good. Bumped into Piers in there. 8,000 people. I knew he was there, but he literally walked past after 5-10 minutes with his friends. Very good. So did, but then a long time to get home. Get home till quite late on, quite early on Sunday morning. I'm too old for three nights out in a row. But it was great. I've forgotten, like, it used to be really good fun. Do you ever go raving? Is that your world?
I did when I was a teenager. Yeah. More. There was like, I remember a mad one in Dollis Hill. Yeah, they're all illegal. Actually, the best advertisement I ever saw was after COVID when they said your illegal raves It's like your illegal raves are still illegal now or something along those lines.
Yeah, they haven't become
illegal. Yeah.
But what I did want to mention actually now, because I wrote it all down, so much happened, did want to mention Peter Higgs dying. I mean, I think that's the big news of the week, isn't it? Higgs boson. Particle inventor.
For a football podcast, I would have thought you would have gone for Joe Kinnear first, but fair enough.
Joe as well, but I don't think he invented the God particle, Joe. I mean, he did a good job at Wimbledon, but I don't think he did that. So I thought that was quite, that upset me. Mind you,
can't be many players who knew what it was like to win trophies with Tottenham. I think that's a much bigger achievement.
Nice. That is almost like inventing a God particle. That is good. But yeah, so why did I mention that? That's it. I mentioned Higgs boson because, first of all, that was quite a big thing for our generation.
It was going to destroy the universe, wasn't it?
It was going to, it was the basis of the universe.
Wasn't it going to tear a black hole?
I think you're thinking of something else. I think you're thinking of black holes.
Possibly.
Higgs, anyway, but I wondered, it did occur to me, I got a bit tearful about him dying, but then I also noticed, I also got a bit tearful, because for some reason I saw Billie Eilish do What Am I Made For? And I got tearful about that, and then it occurred to me on Monday, that's the trouble, kids. If you do Mandy on a Saturday, you will be crying on a Monday. There's a price to pay. There is a price to pay for everything. What's happening to me? I'm falling apart. And I thought, that's why. So don't do that. It's dangerous.
You've had an emotional weekend.
It was very emotional. Well, it was a Monday. I thought, Cloud seems to be crying at everything.
I feel like we glossed over a game.
No, we didn't gloss over that game. We're not paying any attention. Any games that occur.
Because I feel like you played maybe like a Burnley or something.
I heard the word Desmond.
Worse than Burnley.
Sheffield United away. Somebody said
Sheffield United away. Oh, so Burnley.
You'll win. So you'll win that game. And I'm
with Burnley.
What is that based on?
It's Burnley. Well, now Sheffield United.
Well, look, we drew 2-2 with Burnley. Same thing. Gave them an equaliser. Same thing at Sheffield United. But the good thing was it didn't bother me because I then came in here to watch Klopp after being drawing with Man United. Came in here on Sunday.
Shiny teeth.
Probably was still flying there. But yeah, it was so good watching that because Klopp was furious and there was a load of Scousers in here. So Chris and Rich were obviously supporting Arsenal and I was, of course, obviously supporting Arsenal as well. Not Arsenal, Man United, but disappointed Man United let them get the win, the equaliser. That was a soft penalty as well. Did you watch it?
Yeah, but they're just even Neville said if any other team plays United in the top six, they'll do them. It's just, I think the rivalry aspect of it changes everything.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like such a weird thing to say and it's almost this fictional scenario you're making up in your head, but Carragher was even saying, like, even when Liverpool were crap, United would come and they'd do better. It's just like Liverpool still got Spurs to play, don't they? I think they do.
They do, yeah.
Do they? So that's a tough game for them. You've got them and
but
Chelsea.
That's a tough game, but yeah, it's a completely different dynamic to when Arsenal play. Not just because of the fact that we're playing them away, but because there's this whole
massive rivalry. No, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Because Man United are the only, whilst everybody hates Liverpool, Man United supporters hate Liverpool supporters more than Chelsea.
They do, and I'm not going to pretend the overall rivalry is on the same par, but Arsenal will get a similar thing when they go to Old Trafford.
Oh, do they?
Because Ten Hag, he doesn't like Arsenal, and obviously the rivalry between the old United and Arsenal
in the 90s,
it's a bit
the
more
90s.
Recent, long term. So I don't think Arsenal will get an easy ride when they go there.
No,
I think we've got to go Old Trafford still as well.
So we've got to go Old Trafford, and that'll be.
Yeah, you're right. And the trouble is, you're right. It's
the only thing for us
is it's a big game.
The
and
FA Cup might. They might need to rest players.
They might need to rest their players if they can scrape past Coventry City.
That doesn't work in our favour. If they get past Coventry, then I think the final will be within a couple of weeks of us playing.
I do know, you're right. I do know this. Cause just
and you don't want to get
broach.
Injured playing against Arsenal when you've got a Wembley.
When you've got nothing else to play for, exactly.
When you've got a Wembley derby to look forward to.
But yeah, that's a good point. Good that you've brought up the most important competition in England, the FA Cup, because I just clarify that was going to Gemma today. That didn't go down very well. What do you mean? I said, we've got to go, Gem. Saturday, Wembley. Next Saturday.
I quite like that you overlooked my Manchester derby at Wembley reference.
What was that? I didn't mean even.
It's going to be a Manchester final, isn't it?
No.
No?
No. I think we'll beat them. Having watched them, City, I think they're going to have to concentrate on the league. I'm hoping they think. But they won't forget that FA Cup's the most important competition in the country and focus on the league. Because I think genuinely he'll rest players. Not least, because he won't assess the Chelsea team. I think we just need a couple of people who can kick at the net and they'll score. So I'm hoping he does that. And I'm hoping, because we were so shambolic against Liverpool in the League Cup final, I'm hoping that'll get us to the final. I mean, based on no logic whatsoever, I think we might get through. But yeah. But yeah, so I think I had a question as well. And something about, yes, that's it, what this podcast's about, Steve, because I knew you were going to be fucking going there.
Oh gosh.
So Jack, another of all his skills,
about twice a season we actually talk about fantasy football.
Good old fantasy football.
And on both
love.
Occasions you happen to have done that.
I appear to have won the fantasy football this week. Jack, also, you've made the Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I always do that, and then it always peters out. So,
well, you haven't done it on Monday night before, have you? Or have you just not noticed?
No, just doing fantasy in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, brilliantly, I think we should spend quite a lot of time on the fantasy football this week, because, I mean, Billy's back healers, who's basically cheating by copying me all the time, 74 points, you know, a respectable second. Eshu, normally very reliable, 50, good strong saw. Paul, 52. But look, Nutmegs from Niven, Bruce, 76 points.
Oh, hold on, I'm still working my way down the table.
Oh, Bruce.
Oh, there you are.
And hang on.
You've got a Spurs player in there.
Yeah. I've got a strict no Liverpool rule.
Oh, yeah, that's like me.
Strict no Liverpool rule, but no No, but yes, even ahead of you, Jack.
Yeah,
you
no,
did quite well actually. 60.
Yeah, Hakuna Juan Mata is below you.
Yeah, I quite like that. It's not as good. Now that you're on this though, Jack, you get to join the No Clean Sheets League, which is infinitely high. Well, actually, it is.
Be a little bit more excited as you are.
It's actually very high standard, because but this is also got I think the best team name I've seen in fantasy football. I'll tell you it, and then I'll tell you who you support. See if you can guess who you support. Yeah. Thomas the Frank Engine. Obi, who is astonishing. He's got 1,945 points. He's almost 200 ahead of Paul. And he's been in Japan modelling for most of that time, Jake.
Oh, wow.
And despite all of that, quite a nice bloke, wasn't he? We should get him back on. He must be back from Japan by now.
Yeah, we should get him on. Definitely.
Get him on. But yeah, so I won that. I won our league and I won that league. I won No Clean Sheets League. Nobody came close. Where did you come in, Steve? Oh dear.
Yeah, I'm drifting away.
59 points. In fact, I'm sort of gaining on you, aren't I?
Give or take 100 points or so. Yeah, you're there.
If I can just... What I'd like to say is that's because I play my wild card to incredibly genius effect. But again, I think for the third week running, I missed the deadline for changing my team. Didn't do anything at all. Did nothing.
I actually think that is one of the most underrated tips in fantasy football. Do nothing.
Do nothing.
Just let it slide.
Well, yeah.
Although Harry's proved...
No, Harry on the other hand...
Harry's taken it to the extreme, like most...
Harry has been overtaken by pretty... Even Rich, patron saints, is well above Harry.
But when you
now.
Click on his team, he's essentially playing five-a-side.
Yeah, the only person that ever gets him points is Salah. Salah got half his points, pretty much. Yeah, he's rubbish. Yeah. Harry's a disgrace. Harry, back from Milan. Another holiday. Not Malaga. I don't know where that came from. The game with M, I think, was the most thing. So, yeah. So, any tips? What's happening this? I did tell you what I did see. It was really irritating. We've got a double game week coming up against the Spuds. Chelsea. Spuds. It's on my birthday. Christmas Day. It's actually on Christmas Day. So, I'm not sure I'll be able to go. Thursday night at the Bridge against Tottenham.
21 again.
I'm not sure if I can get away with it. Even I'm struggling to see how that plays out on the domestic front.
You can't do what you want on your birthday.
No, I don't think I can get away with going to football on my birthday. Quite cross about the weekend already, Gemma. I don't think she's going to go down. Yeah. That's not going to work out. So I'm going to have to give my ticket away, which will mean we will definitely win.
Because how are you going to manage that?
Incredibly popular Chelsea for some bizarre reason. Very easy to get my ticket gone. But what's funny, I think the last time I missed a midweek Chelsea Tottenham game at the Bridge actually was a Monday night, and I gave it to somebody because they supported Leicester, and it was...
Did Hazard score a goal?
It was the Chelsea Tottenham Battle of the Bridge.
Oh no.
Two up after, and I missed it. Furious. But I fell off. It was in the Oak because it was a Monday night. We played football.
Well, there's another fight in there probably, so you didn't miss too much. Yeah, to recreate it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Leicester Steve was with me. He's from Leicester, Leicester supporter. He had a go at me.
I kind of figured when you called him Leicester Steve.
He is from Leicester. He had a go at me because Tottenham were 2-0 up. And he looked at me, I'm not joking, he looked at me too. What are you doing? Like, Chelsea, why are Chelsea letting Tottenham win? I said, believe me, Steve, I want Chelsea to win more. Nobody wants Tottenham winning the league. That would have been just... The whole world had been topsy-turvy. But then, of course, it came back. They'd lost the plot half-time, Tottenham. It was 2-0 to them. Yeah. And then they blew it in the second half. 2-2.
It's called bottling.
They totally bottled it, but they went, why? They had no reason to. It was 2-2, and they started fighting on the way out.
Ironically, someone bottled someone in the old Oak that same night. So.
Did they?
No. I can't say that 100%.
No, no,
yeah.
It
happened. Yeah.
We could have
noticed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was maybe a lot of glasses being dropped. Yeah, mostly Goontown, the old Oak, really. But there were a few transports.
You know, they say you've got like a limited capacity to actually remember things. So sometimes when you learn something new, it pushes something
forward. Yes.
That Hazard goal has definitely taken some Arsenal goals out of my memory bank.
Because it's so
just
good.
Just to remember it's just
Jesus. I mean, we just didn't realise what we had when we had him. We bloody did realise what we had when we had him. He was astonishing at me. That goal
to throw you a smiley face to the other place.
The goal he scored against Arsenal, that one we went and we people spinning off him.
Cock-a-lam.
That was just
astonishing. That might be the goal it pushed out.
And yes, good get rid of that one.
I can only remember.
And then he did it again against West Ham. So that's the thing. It wasn't just he scored great goals, but he did goals for us where we just thought that has made it all worthwhile. All those 80s horror shows. It's funny having a player like that. I think bizarrely, didn't work out at all at Real Madrid, did he? Didn't he? Just didn't.
No.
Didn't do anything.
No, he stopped doing his squats.
Is that what it was?
Well,
too much pyro.
No, you can't get an arse like that without doing squats. Literally, when I think of Hazard, he's got.
It's a huge bottom.
A huge bottom. But I would like to see like a measuring contest, him versus Ivanovic. I don't know who wins that, honestly.
For the biggest bottom?
Yeah, yeah. Biggest bottom in football.
I don't want to say anything.
Or as the kids say, bunda.
I'm not watching the players' bottoms as closely as you are.
You've also got a kind of league table of bottoms going on. I get Adama Traore is up there.
It's a bit like
he rubs baby oil on him, so it makes it a bit weird though. So.
Smoother.
That does get overlooked, doesn't it? It's got to be one of the strangest football.
Yeah.
Covering yourself in baby oil and then stepping onto the pitch. Yeah. It's so that opponents can't grab
him. Slip off him.
Yeah. Sorry, I've done a rich in turn this podcast or something.
Well, no, last week Steve was having sex. Who was that you were imagining having sex with?
Brentford.
Shared the same name as your partner, was your thin, disguised
sex. Yeah, the Brentford defender, Aya.
Aya.
Because my partner's called Aya. Yeah. So she had this thing last week where she fell asleep and then the commentator shouted out Aya and she woke up and asked me what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me at all, it was the commentator on the thing.
Oh yeah, that old chestnut.
Funnily enough, we ended up dirty little rabbit hole that we don't want to go back to.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the baby oil in more ways than one. Is that cheating?
No. Maybe in the slip and slide contest.
Is it overly creative?
Yeah, in wrestling it would be.
Yeah.
I think.
Is it brownie points for the creativity?
Well, would that not be in a similar vein to Jack Grealish?
Almost
had a really alarming thought then. Is Jack Grealish related to Billie Eilish? This is another reason not to do
things. Wait, what? How have we got here? Why is Billie Eilish constantly getting referenced as well?
What am I made for? That should be a very upsetting song. But back to Jack Grealish. Is him cutting sock holes?
It's not even
socks?
Close. Back to
are you talking about the sock hole?
Yeah. The sock hole.
Oh, they do that.
That's not about being grabbed, though, is it? That's to aerate your calf muscles.
Yeah. It's a circulation thing.
Such a load of bollocks.
The thing I can't tell is, are they still cutting the holes, or are the socks actually being made like that?
Well, no. Well, when I noticed, the story was, he'd do the warm-up, and then just before kickoff, he'd run off to the side. Somebody who'd probably trained for 7 years in like sports, you know, psychology or something, then had to cut holes in his socks before the kickoff. So he didn't come out with the holes in the socks. He does his warm up, then he cuts the holes in socks because by now, of course, his calves are getting hot and bothered.
Well, Baby Saka does it as well.
Well, I noticed someone else does it in the Man City team, but they do slightly different patterns. I think they've just got too much time on their hands.
Mm.
You might have noticed Saka's yesterday when they were being chucked up in the air by that dirty foul of a last minute penalty that they didn't get.
I heard about that. I didn't see that.
I'm undecided on it.
You don't think it was? You think it was a Perez special?
Don't get me wrong.
Only he can do that.
I was in here and I was calling for it like bloody murder. But Ben Foster put it best. I could probably put it in the microphone and show you what Ben Foster said.
Yeah,
and I think he explains it pretty well.
Well, he summarises why it was a penalty.
As a goalkeeper.
While he's looking for the clip, one of the... It's not overlooked now, I think the media's sort of caught up with it. But it's happened more than once this season where Raya puts the ball down to take a goal kick.
Oh, it's really bad.
Then passes it to Gabriel, and Gabriel puts his hand on it to kick it. Now, of course, the second he puts his hand on it, technically it should be a penalty.
Yeah, but so no he one, got away with
but
one.
But no one gives it because they always kind of see it as a...
He did it intentionally.
Yeah. That is going to happen though, isn't it? Probably. The bloody last game of the season. Yeah. Some dreadful timing.
Ready? This is what Ben Foster said.
We've got to talk about the Bukayo Saka Manuel Neuer penalty incident from last night. And I'm going to tell you from a goalkeeper's perspective exactly why I would have been absolutely gutted if that penalty would have been given. So, when the ball comes through, Bukayo Saka is obviously going to get there first. Manuel Neuer knows this as well. That's why he has slammed the brakes on. He's put the anchor down. He tries to stop. Now, Bukayo Saka, for some reason, only known to him, he flings a leg out and he catches Manuel Neuer right at the top of his thigh. Right there, okay? I think that if Saka didn't throw it so high, if it almost caught Neuer kind of around the ankle area, the shin area, I think the penalty would have been given. But I think because he made so much of it and caught Manuel Neuer so high, that's why the referee didn't give it. I think the referee thought that he was diving, and that's why I don't think it should have been a penalty.
Does that mean we can technically say Ben Foster's joined us on our podcast?
Yeah. We're going to have to ask him for points.
Well, I get his point, actually, and it is true that throwing your leg towards the player, that Arsenal invented as a skill.
It's one of those classic, against your team, you're always going to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah, if we ever win one
if
like that.
If it's for your team,
I think one of the penalties against Man United had a little sniff of that about it. It was a bit soft, and you thought, they can't remember who it was, but it was a Chelsea player, moved his foot, and I thought, nice.
You do, you think. One of the things I did actually quite.
Now, hang on, I'm going to get another drink.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I'll go. What are you on?
Pillars Hells, Rufus served me it.
Pillars Hells, Rufus. What are you on? Do you want just one? Mix it up and see how if that works. Just one.
No, I'm good with another. You just want me to say orange juice live so that people realise I'm not drinking.
Keep going, you two.
Oh, we wasn't going to stop. When's the last time you got to go to the Emirates?
Porto game? Yeah.
Raya's big moment.
I was there, and what did I do? I got so nervous I couldn't come out for the second half, and before I came out I had to neck a pint. Yeah.
What do you think?
I made actually a nice
the...
little vlog. Sorry to
what do you off. What do you think of the Raya debate, the whole goalkeeping?
It's funny how that's gone quiet now, isn't it?
Well, now he's doing quite well again.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how it's not really a big deal, and like it's happened numerous times. I think Bravo joined City when they had a big keeper. Kepa wasn't playing very well, but they spent all that money on him. They then signed Mendy. It's quite a common practice, and I feel like it's totally blown out of proportion.
So you're pro-Raya?
I'm pro-Raya.
Havertz?
I've been
and
screaming...
And has your opinion changed?
No, I said it from minute one. I promise, Felix, who sometimes plays football on a Monday night, he can vouch for me. I said he will come good. He's a confidence player, and he will fit the system because what Arteta was building was clearly youthful experience, and that sounds like a kind of oxymoron, but look at all the players he signed. He wanted players that come through young and developed a lot more experience than most players had at their age group. So Havertz was playing for Leverkusen at a very tender age, won the Champions League, went really far in that competition at a young age. Odegaard, youthful experience, prospect from 15 from Real Madrid. Trying to think some of our other signings.
Well, I've got a theory that because Arteta is himself quite a young manager, I don't know if it's like a conscious thing, or I feel like he doesn't quite feel comfortable.
Is it Pillars or Pilsner?
Pillars. The white and orange. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate
it's very important that you get the right drink.
Yeah.
I just don't feel... I feel like if the player is too close to his age bracket and a bit more of an independent, quiet sort of know their own mind, I don't think he's going to want him in the dressing room. For that reason, for example, I don't think Arsenal will get Tony in the summer, because I think you're looking at someone...
Would that not contradict the Trossard and Jorginho signings?
Jorginho... No, I think Jorginho is quite a... I think the difference is that they're both... Maybe less so Trossard, because his personality was questioned on how he left Brighton. But they're also both quite good, not yes men, but they'll fall into line. You know, they'll represent, much like Elneny and Xhaka.
But did Trossard fall into line under De Zerbi?
Well, that was only up until he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I'd probably say yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he was like a real, I'm going to question what the manager's trying to do here. Tony, I think I'm probably doing him a disservice because he's obviously somewhat of a team player, but maybe not Tony personally, but I definitely don't think Arteta wants a player who's going to say, well, hold on, I don't think we should be doing this.
Zinchenko? I'd argue Zinchenko.
Zinchenko looks like a coach.
He's always
injured, but he looks like a coach, as in like one of the assistant coaches who's carrying a message.
Arteta's had to drag him off Ben White because he was talking too much after games.
I mean, Ben White might be a better example.
He falls into line better than anyone.
Somebody who, judging by the whole England scenario, if you question him,
that was, I can tell you for a fact what happened there.
Was this the
His
ability was questioned because it's somehow linked to the fact he doesn't like football?
Yeah, and Southgate came out and totally lied.
Southgate Holland. Completely threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Which I don't quite understand.
What it was he was fourth choice right back or something like that, and thank you, Bruce.
Cheers,
Bruce. Yeah, he was fourth choice right back. They had a couple of friendlies. He wasn't going
even with orange juice.
Yeah, he wasn't putting in 100%, because one, he was low down in the pecking order, and secondly, he didn't want to get injured for Arsenal during the season. It isn't competitive games, and I think that's understandable, because what Ben White is known for is going 120% in training every single time. That if you watch the Arsenal documentary, that's what he's most known for. He's known as a warrior in the Arsenal changer room. He played in half a hamstring towards the end of, not last season, but the season before. It was a bit of a tangent.
I feel like the one thing that links Arsenal's squad is that they're all, from a manager's point of view, good eggs. They're not going to really cause much in the way of disruption.
I knew this was a mistake, leaving you to have a goon off. Like, what they're actually known for would be massive bottlers. I think you'll find.
But in regards to that, I do actually think there are. I do think they contradict Arteta, but I suppose the thing is, I think what it is I think they're actually quite similar to Arteta.
I think it's a lot easier.
So the ones that would talk up are similar to think in a way. So Zinchenko, I can see his mind work similar to Arteta. Jorginho, what I'm trying to say is they're equally as nuts as he is.
Yeah. It's interesting. Now, I don't. We'll go back to that, but I'm quite interested. I did notice. Did you see when Foden in the City game last night against Madrid scored great goal, Foden. He actually ran over to Pep Guardiola, because you know this thing, how come Foden doesn't get to play very often, all that sort of thing. And I thought that was quite interesting that there's a bond there, obviously, which I think Arteta is very similar. He's got that with his players. Which was quite touching, you know. He ran all the way to him, and it was a big goal for City.
Because it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. The suggestion of him leaving seemed quite realistic. Foden.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't get a lot of games. He wasn't straight on the sheets last season, was he, Foden? He was in and out.
It was either last season or the season
before.
Maybe
it was 2 seasons ago.
Where his new contract was coming up, and everyone was like, he's not guaranteed to sign yet.
The competition in that fucking side is terrifying. Yeah. I mean, who's up against?
They've started playing him in the 10, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, he's been helped out bizarrely by De Bruyne's injuries.
Actually, you're right, they didn't start De Bruyne, but he was ill last night.
They keep seeming to get to swap zone.
I mean, I suppose, in a way, as you've said on more than one occasion, there's so many games for your teams that are playing, keeping getting. Well, maybe you didn't get through to the cups, domestic cups much. But City, when they're getting through to. It's non-stop. You kind of do need. I bet De Bruyne and Foden don't complain now when they're rested for a game.
I think one of the things that Arsenal don't get enough credit for is their squad's improving in depth.
Yeah.
Against Bayern, having Trossard and Jesus to bring on, albeit.
And it was Trossard. Trossard was the equaliser, wasn't he?
And Jesus set it up.
No, you're right. We did well. Obviously, talked about him way too often, but good old Chelsea boy Declan Rice. I mean, that's a great addition. He really has.
He makes Jorginho.
He's been
as good.
He's
as
been
he has
challenged been. For Player of the Season, isn't he?
Has he?
By Foden and one other. I forget who the other is, but it's a three-way. depending on who wins the title, I suppose.
Probably. I mean, I was going to say Cole Palmer, but he's in such a shite team. He would be.
You know what? He'll be on the shortlist because without him, you'd be.
We'd be relegation.
Relegation.
Or there'd have been riots on numerous occasions.
What I quite liked with the Arsenal game against Bayern was Arteta sort of instantly got to the fact that Benjamin White's miss at 1-0 was that key moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first thing he said was that he was one-on-one with the keeper where he was 1-0 up.
Yeah.
And that was probably a... You know, that goes in 2-0.
Yeah.
Dare I say Arsenal do what they've done a few times this season and then get a third or fourth.
Yeah.
It's so annoying because...
It was
you can't really criticise him because... Well, you can for that miss, but he played so well apart from that. For Arsenal's first goal, he pretty much created that. Yeah. Through the way he angled that pass, it allowed Saka to open up his body and hit it the way he did. It's the way Ben White is, what I've heard the Arsenal players say in interviews. Arteta is absolutely obsessed with the way you pass it, what angle, what foot it goes to. The way you position your body.
I've often thought that. You watch players, don't you? And you sort of think, that was quite easy for them because of the pass. And the other way around, where they have to check back.
Yeah.
Good players will still make the goal, but you think, that was harder than it needed to be. So that's interesting that he focuses on that.
Well, the first thing he did when he came in was he wanted that centre-back pairing to have the left foot on the left, the right foot on the right.
Yeah.
I think we bought Pablo Mari, I think, was the first attempt to
make that work.
He's in the good-looking 11.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Because we're running out of time. Because we're running out of time, and I don't want this to turn into an arse fest. And on top of good-looking 11s, a little bit of time on Monday night football, Steve, if you don't mind, because
before we switch to Monday, because of the level of par, we have to highlight, because I've saved it on my phone to highlight. Did you see the Kidderminster Gateshead? They played.
We'll go down to that. And we'll go up to Monday Night Football afterwards.
Tuesday. What happened? The Aldershot fans made a 600+ mile trip to play Gateshead in the National League.
Yes.
For the game to get cancelled about half an hour before kickoff.
For rain.
Just bad pitch or.
Yeah, you know, so it's been. Yeah, having been up there recently.
600-mile round trip. A 600-mile.
How many people made that trip?
Even if it was one, it was one. Having,
one too many.
Having moaned about going from Camden to Hackney Marsh.
Which you did.
Which I did.
I know, it's insane. On a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night, you make that commitment.
In a way, though, you deserve that.
Yeah, the club's got to compensate them somehow. I know they're all broke down there.
But yeah, exactly. It's not like good old... Yeah,
at least a pucker pie.
At least a pucker pie.
But when we're talking about genuine supporting a club,
surely
that's going to take some beating.
But it's back to what you were saying about... Surely somebody said, is there a chance this game might get cancelled?
Yeah.
Should we not let them know? Because they're coming quite a long way.
Yeah.
Even the team, forget the supporters. Yeah. They
But you know, you have that thing sometimes where you've got to break bad news to someone and you think delaying it's going to make it easier.
Yeah, that's the trouble, Steve. It's not a relationship we can just ghost them. You have to tell them. They'll notice the game hasn't started.
Yeah, you guys are giving me flashbacks now.
So down to get up to Monday Night Football.
Oh,
we're getting there. I don't care how hard you can drive.
That reminds me, I'm not sure if you guys know about this. I wanted to touch on it. I keep forgetting to touch on it on my podcast, but there's a Super Sunday game that's taken over like Instagram and TikTok right now. So on Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports, all these people are now getting together to watch Soccer Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know, at the bottom of Soccer Saturday, if you do watch it, or like, it's kind of like Final Score.
It's a ticker tape.
You see the goals go in. So the Soccer Saturday game essentially is you go with all your buddies to the pub and you're getting ready for a night out. So you go at 3 o'clock, you get ready and you're like, why are all these people coming to watch Sky Sports News?
Yeah.
And basically the premise of the game is wherever the first goal goes in, whatever team scores the first goal on Soccer Saturday, you then have to travel there and have a night out there.
Oh my God. Wait, and hang on. Any team in any league?
Any team. No, UK. Yeah, so English league.
English league, but any English league.
Yeah. So it could be anything from Grimsby to Manchester.
So the first goal that goes in on the 3 o'clock kickoff games, you're going.
Yeah.
That is a whole new level of drinking game, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a variation of the Dice Man, though, isn't it?
It's a variation of the Dice Man.
And it's so great when it's like somewhere crap. I saw like, and they do like a slideshow, and there's one in Northampton, and I was just pissing myself.
Northampton, you don't want it up there ever. Wow, and what? How many people? So there are loads of people playing it, so they all converge on this unsuspecting town.
So they create this like vlog or like photo slide reel of their night out, and like they basically narrate it. So is actually
hang on, is this a group of people that are?
So it could be any group. So like, just say
we do. We could do.
Yeah, and then
no clean sheets
goes to Croydon.
That would be class.
Steve, just meet Steve.
Don't move, he's taking ages.
I know I'd have fun. Something like Blackburn would score the first goal against.
Yeah, and then what we do, we'd all look at each other again. We'll do it next week.
But what ends up happening and what makes the great game so great now is loads of other people.
That's what I mean, they all turn up in a town.
So it's actually a great, doesn't matter if it is Blackburn, because everyone is going to be there. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. So there could be thousands of people turning up.
Do you think Rashford did it with the Northern Irish League? That's why he's found clubbing. That's my theory now. Yeah.
Do you know, it's a really bad sign of age when my first thought was, oh, that's going to be an expensive train ticket.
No, I think that's everyone. I think that's just all right.
Yeah, I love the idea, but my friends.
You just added 150 quid to your ticket because
of lack of commitment. Yeah. To just go, well, I'm not going there. Yeah. I'm not happy.
It's my favourite thing to watch, though.
I don't have Sky Sports, but I like the idea of that. That's
Well, they all go to the pub and do it. Yeah. So they get the drinks in first, so you're already kind of
pissed. No, I mean the sort of clips of them sending their slides.
Oh, it's on TikTok, Instagram. Just type in the Soccer Saturday game and it will come up. It's on YouTube as well.
It's very extreme.
But like, literally, it's got so big that you will meet people from all around the country.
And they'll all know each other. Where should we go? Where is there a pub in this
place?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And they end up having like the best nights out.
It's moved on along from my days of the gamble was, do you eat before you go out drinking? Do you have a burger and then need a nap before you...
That's it. It's getting on another level. See, right now, I don't care how far you've tried.
Monday night
football. So don't.
Oh, actually, I want to talk about Tuesday.
No, you're not going on that. No one. Jack doesn't want to go there.
So the only issue is very rarely, and they are stalwarts. Jack and John Lawler have played Monday night football. I've only been playing it for 10 years. You must have been playing it since you were
seven, eight.
John.
I'm 26 now.
Presumably, so 20 years. John will be longer. Well, probably then as well, he started.
Yeah.
But John is you'll disagree with this, but I can't help feeling, even though John is old as me, he feels like somebody who can play football. He's got a touch, he can see the game.
That's just crippling ADHD, Bruce.
And he's also got the primal knack of commentating, but not in what I'd say a positive way.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not fair. If I pass to him, he always compliments that, if I pass to him. But what he's hysterical about, I might have told you this before, he once ran past me, but he was running out of steam or the ball was going off. So he basically fell over, didn't even bother to put his leg out pretending I'd fouled him. But as he went down, was brandishing his imaginary yellow card because he felt he'd be fouled, which he did again on Monday night.
Yeah.
But what he then did, exceptionally, Rob, Chris's son, who's 20 and very good at football. I mean, as is Jack, very good at football. Rob's very good at football. John's not having him run past him. So he basically ice hockeys him into the fence during the game. It's not a violent game of football, and he literally pushes the game. John Lawler's extraordinary, isn't he?
You need a bit of context. Right? I mean,
it's a context sport.
Yeah, I could genuinely write a book on him.
John's comments. He's superb.
But not his comments. Just explaining him as a person.
We have not time for that.
Oh, if you bring him on, he could tell you the best stories about him playing football for Holloway FC in the 80s and 90s. He's got the best stories, not for the right reasons.
No, so he'd be good to get on because my sort of 80s, 90s Chelsea stories, his versions of those for Tottenham
make it look like
I
was at the Mary Poppins School of Football Support in comparison.
Was there not meant to be a big rivalry match happening this month?
Yeah, no, that's still on. The bathtub slurpers of Tapping the Admiral. But they'll pussy out of it. We know they will. I think
I'm worried I couldn't play.
But I think it's 26th of... Something like the 26th of April, isn't it? The Admiral.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just seen the bad... me to play, I'll play.
Yeah, you'll definitely play. You're decent footballers. Feeding up the good fun.
Eshu saw the abuse. said, I'll come in. He used to play a lot, but he's out in.
He worked Tottenham for their now. Company, same pub group. He worked at the Pineapple, so.
Oh, yeah, Kirk owns both of them, doesn't he?
Is he going to pull off a salt?
Oh, yeah, he might be throwing it.
Yeah. Actually, he won't be able to show his face in Kentish Town ever again.
There go, Dan. I saw those two guys. They came to play football.
Yeah.
Couldn't even put the rubber glove on the right hand. That's how stupid they are. But yeah, so that is still on. Don't worry. That's still to come. That will be an episode in itself because we'll get John in for that as well. If only just to take them out on the sideline.
Well, he's good at doing that.
Yeah.
He's good at doing that.
I'm pretty sure, you know that scene, that infamous picture of Vinny Jones grabbing Paul Gascoigne's Ghoulies.
Oh, he's done worse than that.
He tries that on Monday Night Football. He's got no sense of appropriate behaviour in the right place at the right time. I tried to pull my shorts down.
Oh, actually, do you know what? Actually, I've got a confession to make about that. I think I partly riled them up. And I take acceptance for this. Basically, his new thing is he does get quite angry at weird things as well as other things.
He's got a lot of issues.
His thing at the moment when he watches football is footballers who tuck their shorts up a bit. So, like, if
I didn't notice your shorts were quite high.
So, this is leading to my point. This is
what's Jack doing? He thinks he's in the 80s.
I hope my dad isn't listening to this. He is. Yeah, so like Ben White does this thing where he has quite baggy shorts, but he tucks one up, like he rolls
one of them up.
He rolls one of the short legs up, and I don't know. It must be
it's a sexy look.
Yeah, it must be sexy look. Yeah, spray tan.
Yeah,
and he it must be a superstition kind of thing or something. So my dad, like literally, when he's watching football, goes, just wear a pair of shorts your size.
That is gold, because I will be doing that every single game he plays.
So from minute one, I started rolling up my shorts.
I wish you told me. So, you were on the same side, weren't you? It's a shame. You should have been on my side.
But I get a lot of joy out of doing subtle... I get a lot of joy out of winding them up and him not realising that I'm winding them up.
Well, I think it's the price you pay for being easily wound up, I think.
So loads of people at the start... Actually, people kind of look at me a bit strange, and then when we came back here in the Gypsy Queen, people
you
like...
You explained it.
Why are you rolling your shorts up? I say, there's a reason.
I've got to be honest, I watched it... I noticed it once, and I thought, Jack's getting weirder and weirder. And you haven't played for a few games.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Super.
So I was doing it to wind him up.
Good.
And I
did get wound up. But I am upset, though, because he didn't come to the pub afterwards. That did upset me, because John's a very funny man. And I missed him in the pub. But
just don't roll your shorts up. It's so funny, though, because I knew it did annoy him.
Excellent. Good. Right, I think we've aced it again, gents.
Out of the ballpark.
Anything to add, Steve?
Off to roll up one of my trouser legs.
We're off to roll up our trouser legs. Yeah. Jack, anything to add?
No, this is really fun. Really enjoyed it.
Jack, thank you very much for coming. That was superb. Brilliant stories.
If you want any more John Lawler stories, there's plenty going. There's one about how he got a team kicked out of the league. So
I think
single-handedly.
I'm starting to think you might, because you know you could come regularly because you live around the corner. Yeah. You could come in regularly and we could have the John Lawler corner, and it'd be like quite nice because we have corners in football.
Yeah.
With John Lawler corner, and it'd be a story of what is basically entirely unacceptable behaviour.
Oh,
and I reckon you've probably got what 50. Oh.
Honestly, I tried to get him on our podcast, but my mum says he won't do it. But he's honestly got the best. Like on his stories from the 80s as well. Like for Two Left Feet, the podcast I do.
Say about Two Left Feet.
I
forgot about it. your podcast. But, I mean, that is mostly goonery, isn't it?
It's a bit goonery, yeah.
It's pretty goonery.
Yeah, pretty goonery. But we try and do our best to talk about everything.
I don't know if that was your podcast, because it was a film when you ended up in the Millwall car.
So that's what I was leaning to. So we don't just do kind of a podcast. So like I do short opinion pieces on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. So the podcast is, we do that. And then on top of that, I make short opinion pieces on something I've seen or something I do, and that's where most of our content goes. So on TikTok,
that's what we do, isn't it?
That's how professionals.
No, that's what we are. We do all that.
But yeah, we do the podcast like once every 2 weeks. But we started doing a
we wanted to try something out because we film with two of my friends who I feel like I should exit from the podcast with the words that about come out. They run their own production company.
Of course they do.
Yes, and I asked him, I had this idea where we randomised the game of FIFA and we went to the ground where it landed on. And
so it's a variation of
we reviewed the matchday experience to test it out. Confession, we knew we were going to Cheltenham. We didn't want to end up in Northampton. No one does. Only Ivan Tony, because he's from there. There we go, fun fact. Again, football anorak. But so for some reason we drove past Millwall, and
because it's on the way,
and in regards to what you're referencing, we drove into the car park and just started winding up the bloke on the door. And to be fair, it was good. We clicked it up and clickbaited it because he said, "Get out, we don't want you here."
You scum.
And we thought, "Oh yeah, this will look good." And it did. Well,
it was fun.
As a short. But we did that, and I told my dad we're doing a vlog going to Charlton, and he just randomly goes up and's like, "Oh yeah, I remember that." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, when I was there last, my friend Wayne was hiding under the stand because the Millwall fans came down and tried to beat up all the Spurs fans."
And exactly what they do, those Millwall
fans. Yeah, so they came down when Tottenham were playing Charlton to beat up the Spurs fans, even though they probably hate Charlton more because they're geographically closer.
Yeah.
Even I felt bad for Spurs fans at that point. They can't catch a break, so like... and then me and my friend Chico just go, I was like, "Yeah, cheers, Dad. Thanks for selling it."
But he's right to warn you, and that is that. Well, I've told it. I'm sure I've told that story before here. When we were kids, we went to see Slough Town were playing Millwall in the FA Cup, and so we went because we thought it was Millwall. Little Nige, who goes to Chelsea with me still since we were kids, he went in the Millwall end. We were going to the game. We didn't get there because the Millwall supporters had already run across the pitch to the Slough Town supporters because, as Nige overheard them say, "I've heard there's some Chelsea over there," and so they ran at these, you know, National League team. And Nige said, they looked at him and said, "You're not Millwall." He said, "No, I'm not." He said, "So what are you doing here?" And he said, "I just think this is the safest place to stand in the pitch." And so these Millwall supporters went, "That's fair enough then, you can stay." This was in the 80s. They were absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, Portsmouth,
they'd have been the same time as John went.
If you...
They'd go anywhere for a fight.
I genuinely, really... He's got a mate called Wayne, and they were like the two that used to go to Spurs games back in the day. And I know he's my old man, but he tells me stories. Now, I know loads of people went to football in the 80s, but his Sunday league stories mixed with his going to football stories are crazy. He remembers, he always used to tell me when he went to White Hart Lane, he used to have to play bulldog with the police officers. He'd throw Doc Martens over the the fence and then climb over, and then it was like a game of trying to get past the police officers and stuff.
We'll definitely get him off.
Honestly, if you...
We'll trick him. We won't even... we'll say this is something else and we'll just pretend we're having a chat.
Oh, that'd be class. He won't know.
He won't realise.
Yeah. That's the way to get him, because if he knows he's been recorded, he'll hold back.
We'll disguise it as a pint of Guinness. Just white on the top. He'll be fabulous.
He is short-sighted, so... Yeah.
We won't mention the gout.
Yeah. Oh, we can mention the gout if you want. Yeah, he's
no,
got
we're
gout.
Done because we don't edit. So we have to stand down, Jack. So that's us done. Thank you again, Jack. We appreciate it.
No
good
way.
To see you, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
He can't help himself. Right, see you all next week.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
That was good.